Lady Tureiti Moxon is a longtime Māori health advocate and Waitangi Tribunal claimant, challenging Labor to clarify its commitment to Māori health self-determination. In comments that cast doubt on reinstating Te Aka Whai Order, it seems that Willie Jay has said that Labor's unlikely to bring back Te Aka Whai Order and would instead devolve more funding to Māori providers. Thank you for joining us, Lady Tureiti. Tēnā koe. Why do you believe devolution alone isn't enough to address Māori health inequities?
Because we're not at the top table. We're not making decisions at a national level, and we're not influencing and creating policy. Now, you know, what we're dealing with here in the health system is institutional racism. Now, that's huge. But if we're not seen, if we're not there, a part of the decisions that are going on that actually affect us directly, then we're never going to change anything. It's always going to be, we're going to be done to, rather than doing for ourselves. And that's what the situation now. That was the situation prior to Te Aka Whai Order, and that was the situation prior to that. And so on and on we go. And the worst of it is we keep making the same decisions that impact negatively on Māori and think that we're going to get a different result.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe, how critical are you then of the Labor's stance initially supporting it? The new mob came in, they dismantled it, and now no talk of reinstating it. How disappointed are you in the red team that that's their stance?
Well, I'm very disappointed given that when Te Aka Whai Order was established, you know, the leader of the Labor Party said categorically that they would reinstate it, that they would make it into something. And we've been trying to keep that vision alive, because that was the only time in the history of this country that we actually had a ministry that was a Māori ministry that was on the same level as other ministries. You know, we've never had that before in our whole history of our country. It was, from my perspective, an example of tino rangatiratanga, Māori mana motuhake, and it was, te tiriti o waitangi in practice. That's what it was. But then, you know, it became a political football, as we often do. Māori become the political football in every political game to win votes. And, you know, that's the most negative attitude, I think, that keeps coming up every single time we have elections.
Tēnā koe. The Waitangi Tribunal, which itself is under some criticism, I suppose, from political parties, but even so, found the Crown did breach the treaty in the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Order. What action should Labor and other political parties take in response to those findings, do you think, Tureiti?
Well, you know, what's happened to us is that it's been an exertion of a huge example of what racial discrimination looks like in our country, right? That's what these policies and the removal of treaty clauses, but also the downgrading of our treaty clauses, have been something that basically is creating an assimilation of recolonisation. That's what this is all about. And so what should Labor do? The opposite. Labor should stand up and be counted just as they were when Andrew Little was the Minister for Health. You know, stand up and be counted. Stand up and, for goodness sake, bat for us for once. You know, we've got a lot of Māori that are in Parliament, huge numbers of Māori. But what's changed? Ask ourselves, what's changed? Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed in mental health. And we did, after 21 long years, we finally got an increase in capitation funding this year. After 21 years, how many more years is it going to take before we take our rightful place as a treaty partner in our country?
Tēnā koe. In the absence of a national focus, it seems that some iwi are heading down that pathway themselves. I spoke with Baden Barber about a kahungunu, Māori Health Authority, that they're setting up. Is our hand being forced here? And if they're not going to do it nationally, should we be considering it tribally?
Well, I'm sure that's what everybody wants to do tribally. But again, what we want is we want iwi to stand up and take our tinoranga tiritanga and utilise that in true partnership under Te Tiriti with the Crown. The Crown has ignored it, and they take it or leave it every single time. The Waitangi Tribunal was, you know, it's a landmark case. And and every single treaty claim that's been taken before the Waitangi Tribunal, the Crown is in breach. And what do they do about these breaches? They do absolutely nothing. And that's the mamai that I have in relation to what was said by Willie Jackson on TV, that, you know, it's his personal view, he doesn't believe in it and whatnot. Well, there's never, what other example do you have? We have treaty claims that they're pulling out, the settlements that the government are pulling back on. And you know, iwi are still fighting the fight. Te Oho Kaimoana are still fighting the fight. Everybody is just still fighting the fight. Why are we still fighting the fight? Why aren't we all doing what's best for our country together instead of one group of people in our country believing they're the only ones who have the answer for the whole world and the whole country? They're not. Māori have an important part to play. We always have. We are a treaty partner. We're not a humbug group of people who are who they believe is a fly in the ointment. We're here to look after our own. We're here to exert our tinoranga tiritanga and Māori mana motuhake. And I would say to Labour, kia kaha, you need to stand up for what is right for everyone, not just a few.
Tēnā koe, thanks again for your perspectives and consideration and for your challenging whakaaro. Ngā mihi nui kā koe, Tūreiti. Thanks again for joining us. Tēnā koe, Lady Tūreiti Moxon. Not pulling any punches today. We're not humbug. We're not a fly in the ointment. We deserve to be treated with respect. We are a treaty partner after all. And the challenge going out, not just to Labour, but to all political parties. You're with Urban Māori Radio.